7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're live right here in Southern Ontario on Joy 1250. They call us Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show. I think that's because we're the only one. Jason R. Good, he's the director of NUMB. Jason's previous films include the award-winning short film The Hitchhiker, Pop Switch, and The Planting. His film Late. Wow, that's a hard thing to say and write in a sentence and understand it all at the same time. His film, Late, was one of Telefilm Canada's top selections for its Perspectives Canada program at the March to Film, anyway. He also directed a production of Danny and the Deep Blue Sea by John Patrick Shanley. Man, I don't know how to pronounce all this stuff. At the Pacific Theater. For which he received a Best Director nomination at the Vancouver Theatre Awards, the Jessies. NUMB, though, is what we're talking about today, with an anticipated rating of 14A for some violence and swearing, is a feature thriller starring Jamie Bamber, Battlestar Galactica, and NCIS, and Marie Avgaropoulos. Forget it. Let's just get Jason on the phone. I can't even pronounce his name right. Jason R. Good. Jason, first of all, how do you pronounce Marie's last name?
Avgaropoulos.
Avgaropoulos.
You say can.
Can. I thought it was can. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're at that film festival and you got to slip out to the can?
Wow, that's a...
Hey?
That's a great question.
That's the kind of stuff I throw at guests on this show, eh?
Yeah. A little curveball from there.
Yep, easy. I gotta say that I watched this the other day, and I was not happy about having to watch this movie for a couple of reasons. One,
okay.
I literally, like physically, my body temperature dropped 10 degrees while watching the show. It was weird. It was just a psychosomatic phenomena. It was just a bizarre thing. And then secondly, I got into an argument with the person I was watching it with about, you know, what would you do? What would you do? Right? It's one of those movies where you go, what would you do? It's kind of like, remember when the plane of rugby players crashed and we all went, hey, would you eat your rugby player buddy or not? Anyway. It's quite an odd movie, but I loved it. I just loved it. It was such...
Oh, gracious.
So, okay, give everyone the synopsis. You're the director. I want you to give everyone the little soundbite. Go for it.
Yeah, NUMB, it's a survival thriller about four people who go out into the BC wilderness trying to track down stolen gold. We follow two couples. There's a married couple, Will and Dawn, who are in financial distress, and then there's this sort of more mysterious couple. They're actually brother and sisters, Lee and Cheryl. And all four of them go out after the gold for very different reasons. And those sort of reasons come to the surface the further into the bush they go.
Let me just tell you. You know, Leo just won an Oscar for filming out in the cold.
Yes.
Your cast, your crew, should have won many awards and made very much money for filming this movie, dude. Where was it filmed?
We shot around Vernon, B.C., in the Okanagan in British Columbia.
The cinematography in this is fantastic. I want to know about the in-the-air shots. I don't know what the fancy terms are, but do you just use drones now instead of hiring helicopters?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, exactly. We have a number of aerial shots. Yeah, a drone with a small camera. So for a very small independent film like ours, we can give that sort of feeling of a larger film. It feels like it has more scope because we can have these very specific aerial shots in the film. We're really proud of those shots.
When it's an independent film, there's something in the back of everyone's mind that goes, well, we'll just see how good of a movie it is. You get all sort of judgy at independent films. And one of the things that we don't like to admit that we do, but I think everybody does, even the snobs who are the critics of these movies, we compare them to blockbusters. And we're looking for those big sweeping shots. Whether we admit it or not, we want those in there because it has a feel of professionalism about it. And then the actors you've got, I mean, are they all Canadian?
Not all of them. So Jamie Bamber is actually a British actor from London, but the others are. So he was our one import, so to speak. Marie Avgaropoulos, she's one of the stars of the TV show The 100.
Isn't she from, like, Thunder Bay or something?
Yeah, exactly. She's from Thunder Bay. Exactly. Oh. And then Alex and Stephanie are both from, they play Dawn and Will. They're from Vancouver.
What were we going to say, Tim?
I was going to say, like, I'm a high school drama teacher, and tons of kids love the TV show The 100. They're always talking about it.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm sure her name would be well-known amongst them.
All right, so here, I got a question for you, Jason R. Good, director of NUMB. First of all, I want to know how people can see this movie, because it's apparently playing in Canada this week. It's just started yesterday, I think, in Toronto, Whitby, Kanata, and Ottawa. I want to know how Kanata got on the list. In B.C., New Westminster, Nanaimo, Kelowna, and over in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So how do people go and see it, first of all?
Yeah, great. So exactly, those are the cities it's playing in right now. So you can get, most of those theaters, they're Landmark theaters. So if you go to landmarkcinemas.com and you'll see the poster, it'll say NUMB on the main page, and you just click on there and it'll give you all the showtime. So Whitby, Kanata, Toronto, and then out in B.C., Kelowna, Nanaimo, New West, and in Winnipeg. Sorry, the Toronto screening, though, is at the Carlton, which is, I believe, a Rainbow Theatre chain.
It's also a dance.
And then next week we play in Regina and Saskatoon, and then we'll have a few event screenings. So I know later in the month, for example, we're screening for One Night in Peterborough.
I almost hesitate bringing this up. Help me work through this conversation, Jason. In your bio, it talks about you being a Jesus guy, and you have your Master of Arts in Christian Studies from Regent College. You taught Christianity and cinema courses at a number of Bible colleges across Western Canada. You have this passion for storytelling, and you really want to encourage and guide Christians to courageously follow the Spirit's call to be culture makers. You want to equip church communities to thoughtfully and critique engage with arts and culture. But here you've put out this movie, and I know enough about the Jesus tribe to know that you're going to have a couple of different reactions. You're going to have people go, oh, he's a Christian boy. Well, let's go see his movie. And they're going to go to your movie, and they're going to hear a couple of potty words. And then they're going to go home and write a letter of protest and send it to the Pope or something. I don't know, whoever they send it to. And then you have other people that go, oh, he's a Christian? Oh, man, it's going to be another one of those Christian movies that need to be left behind. So how do you dance that world, man? In between those two worlds, how do you dance that tightrope? What a bizarre phenomena.
Yeah, I agree. There's an interesting tension there that I'm still sort of slowly learning to navigate. To be honest, though, I think we're almost at the tail end of this conversation.
I agree, which is why I hesitated, actually.
Yeah.
I hesitated bringing this up. I put that part of your bio at the end of your bio because I really feel exactly the same as you do, Jason. I think we're right at the end of that discussion, but at the same time, we're not quite there.
We're not quite there. It's true. We're not quite there. And I know that I've already had those kinds of reactions to the film from evangelicals. But you know what? It doesn't really reflect their viewing habits. Like when I think of, I know a lot of people in the church, and basically they're all watching the same stuff as everybody else.
Yes, and drinking the same alcohol.
That's right. And occasionally they'll watch a movie like A Left Behind, probably be a little bit disappointed in it.
A little bit?
You know, mostly they're watching the same stuff. So I'm still trying to figure out where this discussion comes from. I feel like we're still we're almost just worried about how it might be perceived, or we're worried about how other people might respond to the film. But
that's
honestly,
it.
When you actually talk to people, they're fine with it. They understand that we're adults. We're dealing with mature subject matter. Real people swear. There's violence in the world. Read the Bible. It's a pretty messy book. This is what stories are like.
But so you're glorifying it, Jason. You're glorifying it.
Well, not if you've seen the movie. I mean, if you've seen the movie, you'll know I'm not.
Yeah, good point. Good point. So do you really need to have that, all the God stuff in your bio? Not that you're embarrassed of Jesus. I'm just saying, do you need to have all that in your bio?
No, that's a great point. And that bio is for a certain subculture, right?
Right.
So that's not the bio that
you would send to the real world.
Everyone else, right? I have an agenda. My agenda is to get people to go see my movies.
Yeah.
And so, when I'm talking to a church community, I'm going to tell them about my own faith and my own journey and what I'm passionate about. And I'm hoping that that will excite them to come out to the film, engage with it, and think about it on a spiritual level. But when I'm talking, which most of the time I'm not talking to church communities, I'm just a human being. I made a film. I think there's an interesting discussion to be had around the themes of the film. I don't need to bring my faith into that conversation.
Really well said. Really well. I'm so glad you rolled with it, because I wasn't sure I was going to throw this out at you, but I did. So, listen, they just wrapped recently filming on the Shaq movie out in B.C. Up next on our show is going to be Paul Young, the author of The Shaq. And, And do you know, Tim, do you know who they picked to play the lead, to play Mac in The Shaq?
No, I don't.
Jason, you don't know either? It's the guy from Avatar who's in the wheelchair.
Sam Waterston.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And you know who's playing God, the black woman, played by a black woman in the book and in the movie?
Oprah?
No.
Whoopi.
No. I can't remember her name. Octavia Spencer, is that her name?
Oh.
From The Help?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Great.
The one with the poop pie?
Yes.
So out there in B.C., the film industry is still thriving, man. I mean, you guys are still rocking and rolling out there, yes?
Yeah, we're doing great over here with between, you know, the different tax incentives and then the low Canadian dollar. You know, the low Canadian dollar helps us. You know, it doesn't help all industries, but it certainly helps the film industry.
Well, listen, kids, I want to let you know that you need to follow this guy. You need to creep on him. You need to, sign up to his social media things. Jason R. Good, he's the director of NUMM. He is a guy to watch because he just keeps putting out better and better and better stuff. NUMMMovie.com is the website you want to go to, NUMMMovie.com.
Check out our Facebook site. I was going to say, go to our Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/NUMMMovie.
There you go, NUMM Movie on Facebook. Go there. Sign up, follow, whatever you need to do. March 4th to 10th is a week-long screening. Toronto, Whitby, Kanata, Ottawa, New Westminster, Nanaimo, Kelowna, Winnipeg. Go see this movie. Please, it's a good flick. It really is. Jason, I appreciate you being on our show, man.
Oh, this has been great. I can't thank you enough. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jason R. Good, director of NUMM on The Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.